This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
No more. After 6 years, he was let go today. We've heard from Jimmy Haslam, Browns ownership. We heard from Andrew Berry today. You guys have heard a lot of the sound. We do have the lead coming up in about 20 minutes. You're going to hear more of that sound if you missed any of it. We also have Daryl Ryder coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. He'll be live in studio at 6 and 6:20 to break down today's happenings. Of course, we're still reacting to the end of the regular season. The Browns get a very nice win over the Bengals. Thank you, Andre Schmidt. Little circle of life there, really. And of course, the Browns finishing the season with back-to-back wins against divisional opponents. But Kevin Stefanski is no longer the Browns head coach to talk about that now. Browns analyst Nathan Zagura joins us. Make it right. Call Kyle Wright Hotline. He joins us on the hotline here. Nathan, welcome to the show, bud.
Thanks, guys. Good to be with you.
I know days like today are tough. You're a part of the organization. I know you have gotten to know Kevin Stefanski through these last 6 years. So I guess we'll just start with your reaction to today's events and, you know, the current state of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, obviously it's certainly a sad day in some respects, and I got a chance to know Kevin Stefanski, not just as a coach, but really to become a friend and know him as a human being, to golf with him, to work with him at his foundation, and the man, he really, you know, embraces community, embraces city, and he's a great, great guy, and he's a two-time coach of the year. And so, you know, when you get to form these relationships, and I actually got a chance to talk with him today, and was actually with him as he walked out the building and just kind of getting your head around, and it's been a while. You know, when I've been there 13 seasons, so I've seen a lot of coaches. This will be my 7th head coach, if you count interim Greg Williams, when the Browns announced the next hire, but I never had anybody who was there for 6 years like Kevin Stefanski. You know, we do the Kevin Stefanski show throughout his whole tenure. I talk to him every week. And like I said, I really got to know him. And, you know, it's just crazy. He goes from being, you know, outside of the Haslam family, one of the most powerful and important people in the building. And then you walk outside with him and watch him get in his car and drive away knowing he's not coming back to this building. And so that's the hard part, the personal part of it. Obviously, you know, it's a very results-oriented business, and, you know, 8 wins in 2 seasons, you heard Jimmy Haslam say that was not acceptable, and there are a lot of reasons why the Browns got to where they did, and obviously Jimmy felt a change was needed and made that change with Kevin Stefanski, and I am obviously sad about it, but it does give sometimes new ideas, new energy, new accountability, new culture, all of those things, and hopefully, you know, new results for the Cleveland Browns. But you can't look at the history of this franchise coming back from 1999 without thinking of Kevin Stefanski very favorably as a two-time coach of the year, as a man who took this team to the playoffs twice, and as the guy who gave them their first playoff win in a quarter century.
You said you walked out with him, you spent some time with him today. Then what was his demeanor like?
Yeah, I think anybody in that position would be disappointed with, you know, the outcome or the decision. Nobody likes to be, you know, broken up with. Nobody likes to be fired from their job. So I think that there was some sadness, but I think that, you know, he knows who he is. He was grateful for the time he had here. 6 years is a heck of a run. Obviously, in the modern NFL, 6 years is a long time to be a head coach. And I think he knows very well that he is going to be coveted and have other opportunities. And so I think he's excited about what's next, grateful for what has come, grateful for the way that, you know, he was treated by the Haslams in his time here, grateful for being in this city and the way the city embraced him and for all the people he got to meet and work with. And, you know, it is a sad day, but as I said, you know, it's an opportunity now to go forward for this organization and to put a new kind of leader at the top of their football operation who hopefully can bring, you know, the winning and the sustained success that the great fans of the Cleveland Browns deserve.
Nathan, obviously we can get into the next, this coaching hire. We can get into the end of the season, all the stuff. But I think you're a great person to talk about this because you've seen all those different levels. How do you think Stefanski will be remembered in Cleveland?
I hope favorably. I hope he's remembered as I said, he went to the playoffs twice. You know, he was a winning coach for the majority of his tenure here. And somebody that, as I said, not only made a great, I think, impression on the field, brought us all that win over the Pittsburgh Steelers in playoffs, two-time coach of the year, as I said. So I think he should be remembered favorably. I think he should be a guy remembered as a guy who brought stability to what had been an incredibly unstable organization. And whatever is built on this going forward, I think in some ways is built off of that stable foundation that he provided for. And so that he should be remembered favorably. And he's a great guy. He is a great guy. He was a great representative of our team and our city.
It seems like he's lined up to, and obviously he's already got interviews apparently lined up with three different teams. I think the Raiders are a great spot for him if he does end up taking an interview there and ending up there with Mendoza. I think that'd be great. But when you think about Stefanski, should he go into this cycle or should he kind of wait a year and hope that a better situation does materialize?
That's his decision. I think, you know, all the reporting is that he does want to get involved in the coaching cycle. Now, Vegas could be intriguing, but then you're putting yourself in a division with Mahomes, Herbert, and the current number one seed Denver. I like the Atlanta fit for him. You've got great skill talent on offense and Bijan and Drake London and Kyle Pitts. Cousins is there who he's worked with in the past that could, you know, guide you into the quarterback of the future. And that's a division that is imminently winnable. I mean, the representative of that division was 8-9 this year. So that feels like a good place, but that's a personal decision for him, and you'll see what options he has. And, you know, I think that he very much cares about, you know, in his second opportunity, getting a chance to win and contend. And I wish him the best, but now for me, it's about, you know, the Browns and who they're going to get next and what that's going to look like and how this team, you know, can become the perennial contender that we all want and deserve it to be.
Nathan Segura on the Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright hotline with us, Browns analyst, breaking down the Kevin Stefanski firing and the path forward with the Browns. With that, if you've got a name, we'll take it. But if not, what traits would you like to see in the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, I certainly do not have a name. I think that'll be interesting and fun to follow as things progress here. But I kind of look at successful head coaches in the NFL as being in three buckets. And one is kind of those, what I would call, you know, a culture tornado, a force of leadership. And guys, you know, easy come to mind would be a Dan Campbell, would be a Mike Vrabel, would be a Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin. Those are the guys that kind of fit in that bucket to me. And now they're more than that. They know X's and O's, obviously, and all of those things. Then you have the guys that you would call are kind of, you know, the scheme innovators or just great scheme guys that, you know, that's how they get their job. That's how Kevin Stefanski, you know, coming off of that Kubiak system, that's the bucket he would fall in, how he got his job, how Liam Cohen got his job, how Ben Johnson got his job, Kevin O'Connell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tunnel. Guys like that, how they got their jobs. And then there's the third bucket, which is what I would call ultimately the guys that are perennially just incredible coaches. And certainly what you want is you get a guy for either bucket one or two ultimately. And of course, all the guys that are in bucket two have some leadership traits. All the guys that are in one have X's and O's traits. But then you get the bucket three, which are the guys in my mind, and I'm leaving people out, obviously, but currently would be Andy Reid, would be Sean McVay, would be Kyle Shanahan, would be Sean Payton. I think Vrabel probably fits into that as well. But those are the guys that are culture forces, and they're great X's and O's guys. So the perennial success bucket. Sirianni's won a Super Bowl. I guess he'd have to give him some credit, you know, and maybe put him in that bucket as well. But that's what you're looking for. But I think as you listen, and I listen to Andrew Berry, and I listen to Jimmy Haslam today, it was clear to me there are three things facing this organization that they want to get right. Number one, they want to get the culture right on that football side. First and foremost. And so that leads me to believe that that's going to be a very important component of what they want out of this next head coach. Number two, you know, they know that they need to address the offense. They need to get playmakers on offense and address the offensive line. I think that was reiterated by both of them today. And then the third part is understanding the quarterback. And that wasn't an order of importance. And I think it all kind of goes hand in hand, though. But, you know, successful coaches have good quarterbacks in the NFL. That's kind of the way it goes. And so figuring out what does that look like with what we saw from Shedeur Sanders. What does that look like in terms of available quarterbacks that will be in free agency or available via trade potentially for the Cleveland Browns? And so those are kind of, as Jimmy said, over the next 120 days, the most important things facing this organization is, you know, how do we get all of that right? Find the leader of our football organization here, the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns, leader of our football team. You know, we've got the combine coming up. You've got free agency. You've got the draft where you're going to have, you know, three picks in the top 40, four picks in the first three rounds, two in the first round. And putting this thing all together, and obviously the quarterback goes hand in hand with that. But I think that, you know, you need to be a leader of men. You need to be able to hold people accountable, and you need to obviously be able to, depending on what you get, if it's an offensive head coach, a defensive coach, make sure that, you know, it's operating the way it needs to on your side of the ball and obviously overall.
Yeah, I thought Miles' sack yesterday was basically perfect because there was in real time, I thought he jumped off sides. That's how quick he was with the snap and timing everything up, which is almost just a perfect iteration of a Myles Garrett breaking record sack. I love that being a part of that story. You had the headsets on, you had the call, you were in the building. What was your reaction to it, especially after watching for 3.5 quarters where it seemed like Joe Burrow wasn't going to even give him a chance?
Yeah, it was getting tense. It was getting down to it. And certainly there were a couple times he'd gotten close, but it felt like for the most part, yeah, that the design was a little bit to make sure that it didn't happen or he wasn't going to get there. He was getting chipped by Drew Sample on just about every pass rush that he had. He finally got a one-on-one. It was the fastest get-off of any sack this year, according to Next Gen Stats, and significantly faster than his usual, which is also 0.76. I think this one was 0.23, and 0.7 is the fastest get-off of any player in the league. So it was vintage Miles, got around that corner and got it. You know, Andrew, I thought, did a great job on the call. The emotion of it, the passion of it, letting the crowd hear. I got a little in there at the beginning as I saw Miles coming out. I'm like, you got him, you know, and it was just kind of a relief. And you felt great for him and great for the team. You saw the reaction of his teammates and really everybody. And it was a very cool moment. And, you know, it's not often that, you know, in this line of work, you get to be a part of special moments. That is true and very cool. But to be a part of NFL history was really awesome. And I thought Andrew did a great job on the call.
Nathan, I do want to ask you, what do you think that you saw down the stretch? Final three games, the Browns go 2-1, the Pittsburgh win, the obviously the Bengals win. Of that late push, going 3-4 down the final seven games, what do you think is transferable and can be built off of going forward?
Well, certainly the defense, right? I mean, you think about it, you saw what Pittsburgh did last night to the Baltimore defense. We held them to 6 points. Same team, no DK Metcalf, you know. And yes, they got Calvin Austin back, but I think that defense certainly is transferable. I think that, you know, on offense, what you saw from Harold Fannin and Quinshon Judkins throughout the season, you can take that forward with you. Andre Schmidt seems to be a guy that you can take forward. I mean, you mentioned it kind of coming in before I got on the air, but what an incredible, you know, bookend to the season to start your career against Cincinnati, be missed a couple of kicks that, you know, probably cost the team the game, be run out of town by just about everybody, and this organization sticks by him. He's become one of the best kickers in the league since then. Makes the 49-yard game winner as time expires. That was awesome. So that's transferable. And I think offensively, we saw some glimpses. We see that, you know, Malachi Corley's got a role in this team. We see that Isaiah Bond can get behind defenses in the NFL. I mentioned Fannin. You know, and I thought we saw glimpses from Shador, as we've talked about over the weeks. Very good quarterback play in spurts. We have not seen it consistently. And, you know, the first half against Cincinnati was tough. That was tough to watch. Two first downs did not look good at all. But when the game was on the line, he showed up and got them into field goal range for Andre Schmidt. He hit Isaiah Bond. You know, he made some plays with his legs. He got the ball to Jerry Jeudy and then set it up for Andre Schmidt. So those are the things that I think are really transferable. But I think it's going to be starting with that defense and then understanding that, you know, having a dominant defense is not enough in the NFL. You have got to be able to consistently score. I think that the Browns clearly have realized that based on the comments of Jimmy Haslam and Andrew Berry today, and there will be a significant focus on bringing in weapons on that side of the football, buttressing that offensive line so that we can be a team that can win by outscoring you as well as being a team that can win by just shutting you down defensively.
Nathan, you've been a great guest all year long, man. I know this is not the way you wanted it to end. Obviously, there's a lot of feelings.
Certainly not.
With everything and how everything went happen. But we appreciate your time. Great job. And, hey, it's going to be an interesting offseason, to say the least, friend.
Yeah, certainly will. Thank you, guys. Always enjoy coming on with you guys. And, you know, yeah, it is definitely it's a sad end to this season. It's a sad end to the Kevin Stefanski era. But, you know, as they say, you know, now there's hope. You got to go find this coach, get it right, and get playing winning football. And that's really the focus of everybody in that building, and hopefully that comes to fruition as early as this year.
I'll send you over my 20-man list in the next couple of minutes here. You just forward it to the
Beautiful.
Right people.
Sure.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Thank you, Nathan.
Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst. He kind of no-sold at the end, but I get it. He's not going to forward that. I wouldn't expect
him
to.
Yeah, until you asked for it to be forwarded.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what
I like, yeah, I'll take a list.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah. I'm not forwarding that to anybody.
All right, clown. That's what he was thinking.
That's what he was thinking, yeah, yeah.
Which is fair. As a clown move. Browns analyst Nathan Zagura there on the Make It Right. Call Kyle Wright hotline. We'll react to what Nathan had to say, and we got the lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.